Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something a little different. We're going to be looking at a character
Okay.
from a book,
Right.
but not just like, her whole story arc or whatever.
Right.
We're really trying to understand like the essence of this character,
Yeah. Get under the skin.
Exactly. So the character is Jasmine
Jasmine.
from the book. Her name is Jasmine by John Walker.
Okay, I've heard of this one.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
And the way we're going to be looking at her is through excerpts from a book review that really tries to pinpoint what makes her so fascinating.
Interesting. So we're not working with the book itself, just a review.
Yeah, just the review for this one. It's less about the plot and more about like analyzing her personality, her
Yeah.
impact, you know?
Okay, cool. So what's this review say about Jasmine then?
Well, right off the bat, it compares her to a jasmine flower.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I know, right? And not just like visually, but like in terms of her personality.
So, like, how does that even work?
Well, the reviewer talks about this. Subtle, inviting, unforgettable fragrance,
Yeah.
and like a lingering presence.
Wow. Okay. So we're not supposed to literally smell her through the pages, right?
Right. But it makes you think, like, how does a person's character have that kind of effect, like a fragrance?
It's true. You know, scent is really powerful. It can evoke memories, feelings.
Totally.
And I think the reviewer is trying to get at that here, like how some people just leave a lasting impression, their personality lingers even after they're gone.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Think about it, listener. Have you ever met someone whose presence just stayed with you long after they left the room?
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So then the review gets into Jasmine's beauty, but it does it in a way that's not at all what you'd expect.
Oh, how so?
Well, they talk about this idea of beauty beyond the superficial.
Okay.
And they contrast her outer appearance with this like inner glow. And they also mention her unyielding integrity.
Unyielding integrity.
Yeah.
That's a powerful way to describe someone.
Right. It makes you think about how we define beauty, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like, is it really just about looks? Or is there something more, this inner glow, this strength of character?
Exactly. It's like the author is trying to challenge our preconceived notions.
Yeah. I mean, those qualities, they kind of radiate outwards, don't they? They make a person more attractive, more interesting.
And maybe even more timeless.
Maybe so. It's like those things don't fade with age, you know?
For sure. And then there's this one line that really stood out to me. It says, "Radiant petals that endure through the night, unaffected by the harshness of the world."
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know, right? It's talking about her passions, her heart, like it hasn't been touched by life's difficulties.
But isn't that kind of unrealistic? I mean, everyone goes through tough times. We
Well,
are.
maybe it's more about how she responds to those difficulties.
Okay, I see.
Like she's resilient, she doesn't let hardship dim her light.
Right. She keeps those radiant petals going strong, even in the darkness.
Exactly. That's a powerful image.
Definitely. I wonder if this is also the author hinting at future challenges she might face, you
Oh,
know?
like foreshadowing.
Yeah, like she'll need that resilience to overcome whatever obstacles come her way.
Interesting. And speaking of intriguing, the reviewer then describes Jasmine as a complex and enchanting figure.
Okay.
But here's the thing they say, she captivates without demanding attention.
Whoa, wait. How does that work?
I know, right? It seems like a contradiction.
Yeah, it's like, how can you captivate people if you're not trying to get their attention?
It's almost like she has this quiet confidence, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be the center of attention to be fascinating.
That's so true. I think it's about letting your actions speak louder than words.
Right, exactly. It reminds me of characters like Jay Gatsby or even Elizabeth Bennet. They have this allure, this mystique.
Yeah, that makes you want to know more about them. They draw you in.
Exactly. And that brings us to the reviewer's final conclusion. They call Jasmine a timeless figure of admiration and inspiration.
That's a bold statement.
It is. I can't wait to see how that plays out in the actual book.
Me too. But I think we can already see how the reviewer arrived at that conclusion, right?
Yeah, like it's not just about her looks, it's about her strength, her depth of character.
Right. And the way she affects the people around her, she inspires them, she captivates them.
It's almost like true beauty lies in our impact, in the positive way we can influence others.
Yeah. What do you think, listener? Do you agree?
That's something to think about for sure. So to wrap up, it seems like Jasmine's appeal comes from this unique combination of, external beauty and this inner strength, this depth of character that we only get glimpses of in the review.
She's like a puzzle waiting to be solved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a character like this so compelling. You just want to know more.
For sure. So if you're intrigued by what we've talked about today, I highly recommend checking out Her Name is Jasmine by John Walker.
Yes. There's so much more to discover about this timeless figure. All right. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time for another one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.